All right, welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name's Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm an assistant professor of soil, water, and environmental science at the University of Arizona. Today, I am very excited to conduct an interview with Marissa Heffernan. And Marissa Heffernan's going to talk about her experience at the University of Arizona. What is your program?
I am a journalism major with an environmental science minor, and right now I am working at the University of Arizona Superfund Research Program as a science communicator.
Journalism major and environmental science minor. Why did you decide to do that?
For a long time, I couldn't decide sort of which of my passions to follow, if I wanted to be a scientist or a journalist. And it wasn't until I got to college that I realized I could do both. And I decided that science journalism was the way to go because although I really love science and learning, I like learning everything. And I was worried that if I had to choose a track, I might get bored. So as a journalist, I can learn a little bit about what all the other scientists are doing all the time.
Very well played. Well played, Marissa. The University of Arizona Superfund Research Program. Can you explain that briefly?
Yeah, so as a science journalist, my main goal is to communicate science that's happening to the public because a lot of people might think it's too scary or too much to understand. So I'm really interested in translating important work, you know, and I thought the Superfund program was doing such important work with these sites and with public health that I wanted to make sure people knew why it affected them and why they should care about it.
Yeah, so just a little backup. So this University of Arizona is a recipient of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences Superfund Research Program. And this is a federal grant given to universities to conduct research on environmental remediation or environmental cleanup strategies, as well as toxicology and public health assessment studies to be conducted at hazardous waste sites in the United States. University of Arizona is one of the prestigious recipients of that. There's only a handful of those federal grants given out across the country. So we're very happy to have Marissa as a science communicator and part of that program because we need to get the science out of what people are doing. Is that your main project that you're doing at the U of A as a science communicator for Superfund, or are there other activities that you're conducting on campus?
I also work for the student newspaper, the Daily Wildcat. Right now I'm a managing editor there. I've moved kind of my way up that food chain, but I used to be the science editor, and before that I was science writer.
Nice. And what year are you right now?
I am a senior.
Ah, yes, the senior. So yes. That nicely leads us into what do you plan to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I want to continue, you know, my career path of being a science communicator. I am not from Arizona, and I find it a little warm here, so I'm hoping to move a little bit north where it rains and is a little cooler. But I really love community journalism, okay. So I'd like to work at sort of a smaller paper doing general and science journalism and making sure whatever community I land in is aware of the world around them.
Wow, that's great. So now we kind of switch it off. And so if you imagine doing those long drives up north, what type of music would you be listening to? What's your favorite band or song?
My favorite band right now is probably Halsey. But my favorite song all time always will be Sugar Magnolia by the Grateful Dead.
Well, it's an honor to have you at the University of Arizona and to have you as a science communicator at the University of Arizona Superfund Research Program. Good luck with your endeavors. Thank you so much.
Thesis Thursday is a mini program produced locally at KXEI by people who care deeply about sharing the voices of our community. KXEI is currently in our fall fundraising campaign. Because you value this local, independent media source, make a sound investment by giving a gift today at kxci.org.